from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Greetings, everyone. This is Ivan. This is Interstellar Radio. Greetings on this. This is August 11, 2018. We have a special guest tonight. This is Mary, and she is a alien like many of you out there. So she is here to speak to many of you to let you know that you are not alone. And we're just going to go into explore what she knows to share it with the public and to help humanity expand its consciousness. So here we go. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
I must first start by saying thank you, Ivan. Ivan is our channel. Ivan is loved. Ivan is one of many, one of all.
Thank you. Well, thank you for, I know you've mentioned some of your connections, but you said you're from, what was it, Sirius, you said?
Sirius B. That's my latest incarnation that I carry within me. My memories do not include but only two lives on this planet. All else was off this planet. My last incarnation that I remember before the moon was Sirius B.
Wow. And when were you starting to remember all this? What did this all?
Not until I was 50. I'm 55
wow.
Now. Until 5 years ago, I knew I was different.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I never really fit in. I couldn't understand anything really that was going on and anything around me. It didn't register. There was nothing was done from unconditional love, so it didn't register. But the reason for this it didn't awaken in me until I was 50, about 5 years ago.
Nice. And you said there's others. Can you explain?
We're all among you. We are you. We are you. We're your family. We're your ascendants, descendants, whatever way you want to look at it, from whatever perspective, we are you. How could we not but just love you? That's all we are. That's all any of us are in reality is unconditional love. And we have a society who has forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. What is your mission here? Are you aware of that?
To in service to humanity, regardless of how humanity treats us, we're not to pass judgment. Because your growing stage and what you do is your path. It's not us to step in and say that anything that you have done is wrong because we don't pass judgment. We're only here to help, to raise in the vibrations through what you refer to as your Mother Earth. That's why we are here. That's who we work through is your mother.
And you remember your alien lifetimes, right? Or
I remember Sirius B. It was higher than a 5D perspective on a house. I don't even know if you could call it a house. Everything exists in lights in different variations and colors that haven't even been seen here before. So it's really hard to. It's energy. It's vibrational patterns is how everything's created. So to describe it in a 3D perspective, even a 4D perspective, is extremely hard.
Yeah, quite understood. And you say Sirius B, so for some to understand where you say they're everywhere.
My personal tribe, there's 13 different tribes here. They represent 13 different galaxies. Within their galaxy, there might be many subplanets, subcultures, that are also here. Within these 13, mine being the 13th, it was kind of the hidden tribe, is the Mayans, we go back to Lyra, we go back to the Vega system, We are what you would see in your woods, in the high mountain areas, in the treed areas, in the forested areas around the world, including your national parks. We exist in many forms. Many may be what you would consider a beast or an animal. But we are who we are, and all we are is unconditional love. And to fear us is to keep us out of your life. The fear has to go. There can be no prejudice here for us to ascend.
And are you do you sense like maybe I'm 3D, maybe putting this into a 3D perspective, but like motherships around, you know, like Syrian motherships?
There are many motherships that many don't understand that we work in cooperation, that they're not really in. The matrix is fastly fading and all being brought to light. And it may seem like this world is so, so dark. And what's going on? All this is the accumulation of the human history. That's all that you're viewing right now, because it has to be viewed before it can be healed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is I'm gonna channel messages too. Like, what is your point of view of like the reptilians that are here causing difficulty?
There's positive reptilians and there's negative reptilians, but we are created of light and dark. We are created of opposite polarities. That is how our creation happened, through masculine, through feminine. It's not about being prejudiced. You can look at it from a higher perspective. Mm-hmm. Hating a reptilian would maybe be like a black person hating on a white person in the present world. That might be what it's like. And we have to eliminate hate. We have to eliminate prejudice and judgment. Nobody here is to be in judgment of another, because we're all growing on our own individual path.
What do you see in the future? What's coming, Devaney?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. My higher self will only let me view what it is meant for me to view and what will help. I'm not here for any other purpose than to live in the present now, which is all true reality is in the now.
Yeah.
And that's where we create at.
To bring awareness, basically, right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Very nice. Syrians are known being connected to the canines, right?
Yes, we are.
But they're connected.
Many
they're
of us are what
all...
you would call.
Yeah. Canine.
Many of us are what you would call animals, a beast. We may be in a wolf form. We may be in an owl form. We could be in various forms from all part of what you call nature or animals, but we hold unconditional love. The canine family, if you know anything about it, Lyra, the lichens, if you know anything about it, the dogs in tribe in Buddhism, if you know anything about this, they're mentioned in Africa. We are unconditional love. If you have a dog in your house, look at it, because you feel it and you already know it. That's all we are. In reality, that's all we are.
But I had another question. There are different. Well, I see a lot of. With the Syrians, they are humanoid too, though. They're not just animals or everything.
No,
much.
We have the ability to shape what you would call shapeshift. We have the ability to shapeshift into other forms. People identify this with reptilian. People identify this as a negative behavior, when in reality it's something that we cannot show to humans because of the fear. So we tend to live in the woods. We tend to live in the mountains because we have that ability. And to control it at all times can sometimes be hard for us.
Interesting. For what is it that you feel with currently, like with the government and the alien connections? Is there anything?
The dark and light. But then you have to look at a higher perspective. So much was really for your benefit. So much was mm-hmm. what you needed to learn, what you came here to learn, because nobody, you have a God complex here, believing that somebody is higher than you, when in reality mm-hmm. you are the one that created your individual path according to what you needed to grow, that you knew you needed. That's where blame has to just disappear. There can't be any more blame. And we have to come to a state of forgiveness for what's happened. But before that can happen, it needs to be revealed. And that's really what the government is being revealed for. The dark ops are being referred. The Illuminati and the Masonry are coming out big time right now. And it needed to. It has to before it can heal.
Yeah, I feel that too. I feel it's all. Feels like it's all coming. It's going to start to explode, you can say. Feels like we're getting
And that's how many
that.
Will see it, is an explosion. And well, literally, I guess if you look at Mother Earth, there is many explosions. But is above, so below. And all will be shown, mm-hmm. all must for healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for your higher good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, yeah, as you're talking, it felt like the reptilians are here, at least the war, well, however you want to look at it, the negative ones. They're warning through us, as you were talking. They're warning through, warning about themselves through us. So,
yes, they are.
No.
That's why we feel so much fear. The collective is really high on fear. If you're an empath, you can feel, you can just go to a store. I live in a big city. I'm from the mountains. I'm in a big city. I can go to a Safeway, a major grocery store that's out here on the West Coast, and within 2 minutes of walking in the door, I feel fear.
Yes.
Fear and so much sadness, just depression, sadness from the collective, dealing with everything that's being shown, and it's a process, but you'll come out of it.
Well, yeah, it feels like fear is used to conceal, the presence that's here.
You got that right.
Yeah, isn't that? It's like, it's like we don't want you to see us, so we'll, you gotta be scared of us. Like the alien movies are usually negative.
That's more than negative reptilians. Well, the first one that showed themselves to me was a negative reptilian, and he. Mm-hmm. And he thought that he would have the fear when I saw him for who mm-hmm. he was, and he shifted. And it was, mm-hmm. I felt sad for him. I felt sad because he couldn't understand that love is not about fear. It is about love.
Interesting. And you, how many, do you see these often or just time, every once in a while.
Enough that if I told my psychiatrist, which I go to, I suffer from PTSD and OCD, and if I told my psychiatrist the exact truth on what I see, maybe he'd up my Valium. I'm not sure. I have a Hindu psychiatrist, and I just want to say he understands. He understands.
Good.
He doesn't down me. I tell him the honest truth from my heart, how I feel. And when I told him I was seeing colors when there was music and I was seeing this or that, and he said, you're reaching enlightenment. Lay off of the ganja.
That's really neat. And what are you seeing besides?
I see there's a shit. Shape-shifting is a gift that we all have, but we forgot how to use it. All it is taking our matter and shifting it into another form. It's just energy transference. We all have that ability. We forgot because that junk DNA that they say we got, it isn't junk. It's the true stuff that's now awakening to who we really are, and we all have that capability. We can all shape into whatever is needed at the current time. If we need to, and hopefully you can understand this, Ivan. If a couple times I've channeled and I've not known, but for maybe somebody who has recently died, and all of a sudden that person says, "I thought you were my son. I'm sorry," but we do it without even knowing that we're doing it because it's serving a higher purpose.
Fascinating, huh? Interesting. And you said that homeless people are aliens.
There's many that are. Many may be on their last ride, their last path before enlightenment, and that's what they chose to take. There's so much beauty in the homeless people. There's angels that walk amongst them. If we stay in the subway and we don't higher our levels to a Mercedes and all that's monetary and stay with the people that have to be real. They have to. They can't see it in any other way. You get to a point where all you can see is there really is love, and if you don't, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So these people have been down to the bottom and been able to rise again, and some choose to stay there. And those are the angels. There's many amongst us, but those are angels.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because they don't, I mean, they're there for conversation and, you know, they hang out with their other, you know, others that are in the same situation.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're not chasing down people in cars. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is very, very social, that's for sure.
And the other thing is the mentally ill, the mentally disabled get such a bad rap. Man, like, for real, I got on a bus, and everybody on there had Down syndrome. It was an ARC bus here in California for the local mental health. And I looked at the one dude, and he looked right at me, and I said, you know, you guys are the cool ones here. And everybody here has got it so messed up. And they're like, yeah, we know. But chromosomally, the people with Down syndrome are only one chromosome off of what your science would say is perfection. One chromosome off.
That's fine, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. What is it that you're, so you channel these beings. What is, anything you can give us from that? Or any, like?
Whenever I've channeled, it's been like, not for anybody notable. I mean, the average person to everybody here on the planet, and it would usually be their relative, somebody they recently lost, somebody that they had been extremely worried about, somebody who could bring them a message of hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I channel.
Okay.
I don't have any control over it because I give myself up to my higher self, and that's kind of how we work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's great. Of course, I wasn't trying to train of thought. Then humans need to stop judgment, stop the fear. With the Syrians, though, so you're saying that they're mostly an animal form.
Cirrus B has a station that's ran by a galactic council of souls from across many, many galaxies. And there is a station. It would be the closest major station that you have to your planet. And that's where I have memories. Many of us we exist with all beings. There's so many, and I've heard you speak to this, Ivan, there's so much truth in our media, not our media. I can't believe I said that. In our movies, in Hollywood, there's so much truth. Look at Star Wars. Look at Star Trek. I mean, people had they knew. They were connected to the one, and every time, I'll tell you what, money will get you. Money will get you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it puts into a different mindset.
It does.
I see a lot of Syrians as blue. Like, blue,
yes,
many of us,
and also we have a Palladian side that can be blue. We're hybrids.
Yeah.
So we can manifest, as I said, everyone has this capability. It's not special to me or anyone. Everybody has this capability. You're just DNA has it unlocked. But to shift into whoever we wish to be, whatever. Most of us we're all gods.
Mm-hmm.
We're all gods. For whatever that means or whatever you want to take it as, we are creators.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to learn a lesson. And we're here to evolve. We all have that capability. We may have a blue sight in our genetics. We're a product of our genetics. We truly are. Mm-hmm. And if that's in your genetic line, which the unlocked DNA will tell you exactly, if you don't know, what heritage or what planetary descension that you come from, you'll be able to know that through your junk, what they call DNA. It will unlock. You can shift into, you've been so many things. Humans have been so many things.
Yes, yes. Well, it feels like we're evolving the human, you know, perspective. You know, that's why we're here as humans. Obviously,
this is a tough one. This is a tough one. It's a tough school, if you will, to pass. And graduation's just coming up for a lot of people. And that's really, because you've got so many that aren't ready. Their life path was that they would carry on in the 3D for longer, and that's okay. They have that. Mm-hmm. They have that free will, but it won't be within a 5D world.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you see the path? How did we get to? How do we get into this situation? What is your point of view?
We chose it.
Well, how did the world get to? Geez,
well, if you take a planet and you say maybe the first couple prime directives are unconditional love. And then you throw in free will. So you've got everybody from every surrounding heaven, let's say, that was like, hey, did you hear that? Because you have to treat it in unconditional love. So everything has got to be negotiated. Everything has got to be worked out, because you have to do it with that soul's ultimate benefit for ascension in mind. So you can't just come in and say, okay, I'm going to blow you all away. You know, if you're negative whatever and you came here to serve whatever agenda, we can't just blow anyone away. It has to be what is in their best interest to their higher self, because everyone has one. I don't care how dark or how deep you are, you have one.
So with free will, we pretty much attracted everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
Light and dark. Yeah, we got everything.
I mean, the rules were just set up. That's just the way that unconditional love, and you mix that with free will, and you've got a really potent situation for an outbreak of kind of ugly stuff. And it comes rather a prison planet. But you have to let that planet evolve, because that's part of what you've got to do. Everybody evolves at a different rate.
Yeah, definitely. Well, with... because Sirius is so different, you know, with the animals. So on this planet, do you think, was it always human that dominated this world?
No.
Other species?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, no. Yeah. We're a newer, the human genetics is more of a newer on your, the founders of this, this was a colony. It was set up to be a colony where these things, and we came here with knowledge of that and wanted to start our own colony.
Mm-hmm.
Everything kind of happened from there.
Yeah, because with human, it feels like, let's try this out. You know, with there's humans in Sirius, though, right? I mean, that's what I picked up.
Humanoid beings, yes. We may look, if you look at old Egyptian pictures, you may see a bird and you may see a dog. I can't remember his name. He was the gatekeeper of hell. And you see him, and he was a dog. And then you see the bird, and I'm not sure if it was an owl or troth. I can't remember all your names that you have here.
Yeah, I can't.
But we're both. We're a combination.
Yes, that's what I see. The ones I channel, well, I see Syrians have a large bald head. That's what I see. It's kind of something like what you see in Star Trek. Actually,
yeah.
At least that's the
image
I get.
That's what we look like.
Yeah.
I believe you've seen us.
Yeah. Yeah. So Egypt. So, what is your? How come Sirius is so connected to this Earth? What is your?
We're one of the original 13 tribes that was here, 13 colonies, whatever you want to call it, in galactic terms, Earth terms. we're one of those originals. We're kind of like OG here. We helped you with your genetics, with your DNA. And really, the human body is comparable to a computer with a motherboard, an OS, all the processors, all the connections. And somebody had to genetically create that. The Syrians happen to be farther along in genetics than some of the other colonies that participated here. It doesn't mean that they didn't give their equal input, because it was created out of love from a round table, not a square.
Definitely.
If that makes sense.
And the 13th. And that was channeled, though, right? I mean, they told you that? So
13. Yes. Yes, they've been channeling that through me for many years now.
Yeah, I think I did a channeled message. I think it was the dog star. I think that's in Sirius. It's the Lord. Yeah, I picked up.
Yeah.
And that's in Sirius. And that was like, hey, look, there's Earth. Let's try it. It's like, hey, let's go there.
There was a little more thought that went into it than that. But.
Probably, but that's part of it. Well, what I saw is like they're experimenting with the human. And they saw this planet and kind of wanted to try it out here too, something like that.
Oh, the genetic manipulation has been where do you think you get the reptilian brain from? That wasn't
exactly.
Original design.
I didn't think so either. Yeah, I don't think the Atlanteans had reptilian brains, is what I was getting.
No, well, Atlantis did fall.
Yeah.
Mu or Lemuria, we went into Argatha.
Yeah, Agartha. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it's still, you see remnants of Lemuria, like Hawaii and some of the islands. Because Hawaii feels very Lemurian. Feels very Lemurian even now.
Yes. And you go, and you've got, there was a land bridge. And if anybody just looks up Google Earth and you look at the ocean and the mass, the land mass between, say, Hawaii and Russia, or through Hawaii and Asia, or the Polynesian Islands, you see that there's a raised area, that there was a land bridge there. I mean, that's geological proof that there was a land bridge, if you just look.
Fascinating. Interesting. What is your, I know you talk about archons, but what is your take on them?
That's it. Kind of your race.
Yeah.
And there's negative and positive in all things.
Yes.
And that's what we are created of. Love, light and dark. That's opposite polarities. That's who we are. We can't deny the dark in us. So, like, you really do a good job of not denying that and giving it privilege to speak. And that's much appreciated.
Yeah, because I like to get all angles instead of just, oh, we're just going to be all positive. I mean, come on. All positive. I mean, not to say I want to connect to all negative, but it's like, don't you want to make peace on this world?
Yeah. You've got some good relatives, though. I mean, you really do that really... They understand. If you look to Jamaica and you look to Bob Marley, he understood what it was like just to be peaceful, because he was of the opposite polarity, and he understood it.
Yeah, because you can learn from all forms of life. I mean, positive or negative.
Yes.
I mean, because the negative ones
really caught up in color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because the negative can really it can change things. Like what we're experiencing now.
They
you know,
have
they
access
do...
to the fourth dimension.
Exactly. So they're the ones
they
that really...
It.
Exactly. It's like they pretty much run the show here. I mean, it seems like that.
Yep.
It's like... And because a lot of the positive just kind of laid down, you can say. You know, just...
Yes,
but we're learning.
Is. Yes, you are. You're all evolving. Everyone here is evolving at different rates, at different paces. But it's all good. That's your path.
Yeah, a lot of people have difficulties of, they're trying to wake people up. But of course, when you talk to family members, you know, you get kind of not the best response. What is your
exactly?
What is your take on that?
Our family, I believe, is our true testament. We're placed with some of our highest karmic debts when we come in here this incarnation, and they were here for a test to us.
Isn't that the truth? Because usually it's the opposite of what you look at things. Usually my family is that way. It's the complete opposite. I mean,
yeah.
I don't mean a loony bit. I mean, I'll be, straight jacket easily. Because all the fear.
Oh, Lord.
It
is. That's yes, you're so correct. It's a control fear-based matrix.
Yeah.
Unconditional love, that's the way out. That is the way out. And that they go into the fourth dimension and the tactics that Masonic groups and Gnostic groups have used to just eliminate the divine feminine is really unbelievable. The
yes.
links that they would go to that has caused
yes.
the shame in men that they now have, and for that shame to be admitted is a loss of ego.
Yes.
And that's very, very hard, and I understand that. Not totally, but I do.
Because
there's not
well,
to
yeah,
be any
well,
judgment.
Well, yeah, it felt like the feminine was very, like a threat, you know, so they
yes.
had to bring it down.
Yeah, so. Well, they brought us way down, didn't they?
Well, like Africa, too. I mean, there's a lot of
Kenya.
Power there. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yep. It's like,
the women
you can
revolted
feel it.
In Kenya. In Kenya, they built their own tribe, and they got guns to protect themselves, and no men are allowed.
I didn't know about that.
Not going over
good.
Too well with the natives, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because, I mean, just even now, just there's so much, the Africans have, like, a unique DNA about them that's... And
definitely.
I see them as blue in the past, ancient past. I don't know if you see that like that, but
they're a lot more involved than we are. They really are. I mean, than ourselves are here. This now being that we speak from, really, black people are higher evolved than us, and that's why they've been put through what they have.
Yeah, because they're like physically better fit, usually, and probably other things.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
It's just the DNA is better. Yeah, and the rest of us are just. they're holding on.
Yeah, people ask, it's like, what color are you? I'm blue, I'm blue. I don't fit into your categories of description of people because in reality, that doesn't matter. It really.
Exactly.
We have different forms. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I was feeling, as you mentioned earlier, about, like, if we look at reptilians as bad, it's like same as race, we're treating them the same way we're treating
other. Exactly. That is so true. Yes, you're so right. And I've been guilty of being, upset and calling the Queen of England an evil reptilian. I'm guilty of that.
For not
going to the level that she's evolving on, because it's just a different level that soul chose to evolve on than others. You can't
That's
be in judgment
subject.
Of that.
What do you see? Yeah, I definitely want to judge that, but I definitely want to see what's there. What is your take on all that? What's your...
She is what she is, and I believe a lot of people could see that without there being any scientific proof. You could have no proof, but for some reason the collective seemed to all pick up on that. And when you get when you start getting signs, and then you see other people are getting the exact same signs, that's something that you want to look into and research, because you have the information within you. You really don't need to go out.
Yes, yes, yeah. Just go by your own intuition, basically.
Yes,
because I see it. I see she's guarding the den. She's watching over, she might not
I can
understand.
See that, too, and I never thought about that. That's, I can definitely resonate.
You know, the old energies, the old reptilian energies, and what else is there, you know? She feels like she's the only
dominion.
One that can do it. Yeah, because it's funny how she's there and not a man is there, which is interesting.
Looked at it in that perspective.
Yeah, because the feminine's always knocked down, you know? I mean, if that, you know, but with her, it's a different story. It's just like, oh, so, you know.
The feminine is purging so much of the masculine right now. We're trying to pick up the slack, you know. And sometimes it's hard on us.
Yeah, some of them are trying to figure out their way, their direction. Like they call it the social justice warrior. I don't know if you heard about that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so they're regaining their strength. Maybe not in the best way sometimes, but yeah, they're taking back their
power. Yeah, you're right.
They're
rising real hard right now. It's like a final call out.
Yeah, so it has its ups and downs. Of course, the male is having difficulties with it, of course. Well, like with the gender situation that's going on, you know, the no gender.
Oh.
That's alien.
I look at it as the 13 colonies that were originally here were of a masculine, feminine culture, and that's what this genetics was devised on and put together on. Others have come here. Many have come here since the 13 colonies here formed because of our laws of free will and unconditional love. And they have put forth much of what we see today in terms of transgender homosexuality. But then we also have to take into account the Masonic and the Gnostic perspectives. And even what the Vatican has done and what the Star of David really represents. And that represents a lot of shame for the masculine, something they don't want to face.
Yeah. Well, with the karma, how do you think, you know, because they've been very, very heavy on the feminine.
They can release all of it through unconditional love. They can release all of it. But they have to accept unconditional love. There's no control.
Yeah.
There's no money. None of it in unconditional love. No control, no fear.
Yeah, because it definitely feels that we're in a time of where this is really going to increase. You know, the alien knowledge here.
I really wonder with all these fires. I'm in north central California in Sacramento, and this is the first day today that we've seen the sun, or really that we've seen a blue sky in probably 2 weeks. We have red moons, we have red suns, and if it's not an apocalyptic sign, people don't seem to really see that. They kind of look past it because they don't want to accept it as a reality, and that's their free will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do you think the fires, is that... It's showing the dark.
I think there's a lot more activity that's going on with military bases. We have many here in the Central Valley, and many of them all the way over at Cupertino. We've got Apple over there. I was just over there about 2 months ago. Trippy place. The portals are intense over there. And then you want to go to Central California. We've got all the military bases. We've got Mather. They're all up and down, all the way down to Edwards in Southern California.
Yeah.
And these fires have put so much smoke in the sky and cover. They were blowing chemtrails as soon as the blue sky came out. They're definitely protecting those who aren't ready.
Yeah, because it feels like the truth is coming out. That's what I'm getting, like Hollywood. So it feels like Hollywood's going to be the first one. From what I can feel, you know, the wave of...
It kind of makes sense to be the first one, you know, it's where people have got, you know, most of their truth. They really have. So who's going to go down first is them.
Exactly. Yeah, because it taught you how to be a human, basically, right? It was our babysitter.
Right.
Or however you want to... You know, this is our instruction manual, is TV, movies, you know? When you think about when you incarnate, like, some of us have difficulties. How do you do this human thing? How does this work? You know, I mean, imagine.
Man, it's hard.
Yeah.
It really is hard. You get to the point where you're nothing but an observer. Because to be anything more, you just don't want to participate in the game anymore because you see it for what it is.
Yeah.
Then you almost become numb.
Well, with California, what is your now you live in California, so you're there for a reason.
If you look at the chakras, we have 7 chakras, which you can Google, you can Bean it, whatever you want to, of the world. And I'm within 2 hours of the root chakra of Earth.
Wow.
It's said to be where everything started at. It's where you might find the gates of Hades.
Wow.
The dogs of hell.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Because
It
had to be protected. It had to be protected. It will open up.
Yeah.
Humans will be able to see it all, but when they are ready. Never be from fear.
Yeah, because I'm in Florida by the Bermuda Triangle, pretty much, by NASA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that close then. I mean, I'm like 2 hours from NASA, but I'm pretty close to it. 2.5 hours, but still. That's still pretty close.
Wow.
So,
that explains
I'm trying to
a lot,
out,
Ivan.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's like for a long, like
for real.
I'm here in like St. Pete. It's like a San Francisco wannabe area, and it's like I can't do it, but it's safe here. Yeah, well. Other than that,
I think you can do a lot. You got to give yourself more credit, Ivan, for real.
But with California, that's like an Illuminati state, basically, right? I mean, that's.
I was in Santa Cruz County, and I wasn't too far from Mendocino County, and that's where the white owl, the great owl, presides. I called them about a week ago and asked them if I could visit, but they denied me and hung up on me. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Well, I know about Bohemian Grove, but no, I don't know about that.
That's what I'm speaking of.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're on the same boat. Oh,
yes.
Wow, great. You asked
we're on the same ship,
that?
Ivan.
You
we're
asked
on the same ship, Ivan.
Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't know you can ask. Would you ask that you can go to it, or what was?
In dream time, and that's been greatly blocked by the fourth dimension currently. I mean, it's a real battle there, and you go into it a lot. You go into it, but it needs to be heard. It really does, and you're a really clear voice. You are a clear voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, doing the best. Yeah, because I was going to do a video tonight about how I feel the third dimension is really breaking down. I mean, I was going to go to another subject, but I really feel it's really coming down now.
It is. It has
on our
to.
Way.
We have to. Some things have to be destroyed before birth can take place again.
Exactly. And the fires. I mean, I think I feel that you're protected where you are. It's just a scary area.
Oh, yeah, I don't
area.
Trip on it.
Yeah,
I lost a place I was living in back in 2015 in the Butte Fire. And that's up in Lake Calaveras County. And I lost my place up there. And I was ready to evacuation. I was at all the Red Cross shelters. I seen the hoarding and the money that they took from the people. And it was just, it was sickening. It was just sickening.
Oh, now you said you went to the tech area, you know, Apple. What's your galactic?
Portals that are unbelievable.
Yeah.
They've opened up portals there that the locals really, because the news that I watched was from Monterey Bay. So it's exclusive, rich areas. And most of the neighbors where I lived at worked for Apple. Cupertino was on the mountain. I could see their installation from where I slept at every night in a motorhome. And it was, they opened up so much into the fourth dimension. And to the locals, to say that's where we keep the aliens is totally not uncommon. The rich people understand, and they already know up there. They work there. They know what's going on.
Huh. Interesting. Because I know what's, because there's, like Google and even Apple. I mean, you're doing this high-tech stuff. They got to see something going on. They got to be paying
attention. Facebook, if you look at, say, Lieutenant Data, and then you look at Mark Zuckerberg, you can see a resemblance in how they process information. And there really is AI here. And I've heard you speak of it in YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook, I feel actually more AI has come in recently because they're –
They're processing the data, so I don't see it as a bad thing. I mean, you can't see any other being that's evolving, even if it's AI, because who's to say that we weren't at one time AI that developed consciousness? I mean, who's to say? If anybody can prove that, I'd like to hear about it.
Yeah,
but we have to let everything
that
evolve at its own pace.
Yeah, because I heard this universe had androids in the beginning. That was the first life here.
Yes.
That was one point of view. Like,
exactly. And who's to say that consciousness didn't enter that being?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because when I see alien, obviously all species have technology. Like the Zetas, I see them around androids all the time.
Yeah, you've got a strong Zeta side. And that's cool. The Zeta, I think, really balances you.
Yeah, they tell me I'm taking one
for the
team.
They're pretty loving people. I mean, they can get nasty if they need to, but they've ascended. They've ascended beyond the fifth dimension.
Yeah, they want to show
they
have a sense of humor. They want to show that they're easy to get along.
Yes, it's a sense of humor. Being able to laugh at so much it's almost a dark sense of humor. It can even be a sadistic sense of humor.
Yeah, even in the galactic communities, a lot more people are terrified of Zetas, even reptilians, but definitely Zetas, because they feel like they're being lied to all the time. But that's fear.
They've evolved. I mean, that fear needs to end. It so needs to end. I mean, if anything, they're a test to release the fear, because there is nothing to fear. And we have all beings from many, many federations, from many galaxies that are here right now that are giving us tests. That we may be hating on and wanting to kill them, but it's a test. Can we still come through with unconditional love?
Yeah, just forgiveness. That's part of it. Forgive yourself. Forgive them.
And forgive others.
Yes, forgive everybody, everything. Yeah, because when the human, the third dimensional point of view, they can be rough, as you are aware. they can be pretty. Intent.
They're growing at their own rate. They're ascending at their own rate, and never to take judgment on that is what we need to assure in our lives. We have no right to judge anyone.
There's some philosophers on YouTube, most of them, they talk about politics, and then they talk about aliens, and they laugh. But then they talk about all this dark stuff. It's like, come on, guys. It's like
to bring
the end
fear.
Of the world.
That's what they're bringing the fear.
Yeah. The economy is going to
end.
The
old matrix.
And this is going to happen. Yeah, the old matrix, exactly. The economy is going to crash. There's even YouTube channels, you've probably seen it, talk about, the economy is getting ready to go. I mean, we're just. come on. It's any time. It's like,
if the economy went, would it really be a bad thing? Would it be a bad thing if we went back to an eco-economy where we don't have a monetary system? Maybe we barter. Maybe we're hunter-gatherers. Maybe we're vegans. It really doesn't matter because we're all one and we have different perspectives, and our reason for being here was to experience and be able to blend with all these different perspectives that in truth we are.
Well, yeah, I think that's where we're heading into the economy, but it feels like we need to evolve a little bit more, at least enough of us, to evolve.
You're correct. We've got to reach critical mass.
Exactly. We gotta really know. We gotta be in touch with ourselves, basically.
Yeah,
so,
and the masculine and feminine have to come together. They have to come together. It's what lights up the grid work. We're 144,000 that came here, and we're what lights up the grid work. But if we're rejected, then we go home.
We're not going home anytime soon, it seems.
That is yet to be seen.
Yeah, because it's – well, I think they're going – I mean, what I feel, they will start giving you glimpses of the future, but not yet, you know. At least that's what they tell them.
That's true.
You know, it's not time yet, you know. And it's patience for us to, you know, because you feel that something's coming. I mean
– if you can tap into fifth-dimensional energies, all's one, and we walk on many timelines, and we are multidimensional. So past, present, and future all becomes one. But to stay in that state is extremely hard in this dense environment.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, all the dense energy, it's just all these different beings, I guess, different agendas, right? Just
different,
you know,
life paths.
Fear.
And that life path gave them an agenda.
Yeah, just,
but you're right. You know. You already know, Ivan. You know.
Yeah. This is
getting across to others, and it's extremely hard.
Well, with for the awakening, people wonder, what can they do? What is your just be yourself? Just do what you feel. What do you think? What is it?
Yes. Listen to your inner self. Listen to your heart. Listen with your heart. Stop the brain activity. What does your heart tell you to do? Are you here to help humanity? Are you here to better others? Or are you here for monetary gain? Because that's a paradox.
Yeah. Yeah, because I put you into the Illuminati grid, you can say. So.
Yes. And it's going down hard. I mean, there's, like I said, shame.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shame. And for men to admit that shame and what has happened in this reality isn't easy, and I understand that. But women can't judge either.
Yeah. Amazing. Jeez. Amazing. Yeah, because everyone's... Now, you said there was a Palladian connection with Syrians. What is your...
Many of us are hybrids. We descend from many different parts of the heavens, if you'd say. And so we have different genetic makeup. And the Palladians and the Syrians have worked together in genetics for an extremely long period of the time, which you wouldn't be able to comprehend in human form because time is so different. Time doesn't exist as it does here. But they have been working together for so long that there are hybrids. There's many hybrids. You're a hybrid, Ivan.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're just putting this out for others to understand this whole situation.
I do understand that.
What is your, of course, everyone has their own. Now, everyone, humans came from the Wira, or what is your...
13, there's 13 different tribes, so You've got a lot of the OGs, the original, the 12 tribes that originally came here. Muslim was your last tribe that got here. So we've got connections to Assyria. You go through Cirrus star system. And your names in our language really do relate to where we're from.
Yeah, definitely see a lot of that. Yeah, because Egypt.
But
is
all
very...
messages have gotten so construed because men figured out how to control.
Yes.
So messages were bent to their favor, and it became his story.
Oh, what is your what is your take on with Egypt and Atlantis? What is your point of view of that?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I don't trust Sanati. I think he goes by Sanati. He says he's Jesus and he was Atlantean. I don't trust him very much.
Never heard of that.
I see more of Mu, more of Lemuria, mm-hmm. more of the West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the original creation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which would be the 13th tribe, and you have people that come to... The message is just, if it started a religion, and religions, and a lot of times, well, in all three times that I'm speaking of, and I think you know which three times that is, those three messengers had a totally different message than what we now understand. Their original message from all of them was peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get that.
No, not at all. My feeling is that, well, I guess after Atlantis was... fell into the ocean. I feel like Egypt was the second Atlantis, you can say.
Yeah, you're not far from it.
And then it got corrupted through religion and everything, right? Yeah, because of this. Because the pyramids got shut down and everything just...
Yes.
You know, everybody left.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Reptilians are involved and whoever else.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yes.
Like I said, we're the same ship, okay?
Well, it's amazing that the pyramids are still there, though. You know, because of all the war.
They had to be. They had to be. There had to be some record. There had to be. Humans would never have believed anything if they didn't have some scientific proof. The Dalai Lama has been saying for so long to use science and spirituality together, because the truth is in there.
Yes. For sure. Yeah, because without the pyramids, without all these little, you know, the Nazca lines and all that, we would have no idea, really.
No, and the Mayan temples were another one. Yeah, I mean, where did they...
Mm-hmm.
The Book of Mormon and the Mormons really tended to get that one. They really got the Mayans and the fallen culture that was there. If you look at the Book of Mormon, it's a story that took place in Central America between different tribes, two different tribes. And if you want to see that as whatever you may, it's a pretty accurate depiction of what happened. But of course, twisted to the masculine favor.
What's now? Well, it feels like the feminine is definitely coming back for sure. It's the true. Oh, what's your? I have to add this. What's your take on Hillary Clinton?
Reptilian.
Just mind control. A lot of trying to. Because I think I feel like she's more powerful than Bill.
I mean, she's a woman.
Yeah. I mean, some say Hillary, you know, Bill is so. I don't think so. She can really. You know, she can. We'll give her own planet.
Definitely.
Probably has her own planet.
But then
already.
We have to look at a higher perspective, and it's that individual soul's free will experience this as they wished, and without judgment, we have to see that, forgive it, release it.
Oh, what about I did a thing about Scientology. What is it? That they have aliens in that. What is your...
What is that, a million-year contract?
Billion. Billion.
Is it? I knew it was
up there. A billion-year contract. Yeah, it was a billion.
Man. Yeah. And they go for it.
Yeah.
It's their path. They know what they're doing.
It mentions aliens.
Oh, yeah, they know. Ron L. Hubbard, he was...
He was
one of them.
All right. We're about to wrap up. Any anything you'd like to tell everyone? Any last?
For us to heal. To heal. The energies are really, really strong right now. Tonight we're going through an eclipse. It's a new moon. The energies are extremely strong. These are healing energies. Just heal. Forgive. Forgive.
All right. All right, thank you, Mary. Thank you. Very educational. And if you'd like to come back on, let me know. Do you have anything?
Yeah, sure.
We'll invite you
really
back
cool.
in. Yeah, this is great.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and I wish you the best.
Yeah.
You are doing the best. You're just awesome, Ivan. You're just awesome.
Oh, thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Take care. All right.
You too. I'll let you wrap.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you for being part of the show tonight. That was very fascinating. Sirius D. So that's what we're going to title this. Blessings, everyone. Hopefully this awakened many minds. And we have next show probably next Friday. For others to call in. So much love for everyone. And have a great night. Here.